G'day, Mossy.
Morning, chaps.
Extended 30-man Socceroos squad, same day as the Origin teams were announced.
Yeah, interesting.
What do you reckon,
there?
TK?
Well, it guarantees you a lack of publicity.
Yes, certainly.
You know,
or it's football's way of trying to flex a bit of muscle. Who knows?
Yeah.
I found it interesting timing. But anyway, look, Ange Postecoglou named his squad. It'll be culled to 23 middle of next week. Before they go into camp in Adelaide next Friday, they start coming in from all parts of the world for the Saudi Arabia World Cup qualifier, which is a massive, massive game. The Socceroos sitting third in the group behind Saudi and Japan, 3 points behind both of those teams. Japan have Iraq away. We obviously host Saudi Arabia, so a massive, massive game for the Socceroos. I quite like the look of the squad. There's 6 uncapped players, 6 from the A-League. The McGowan brothers are the first set of brothers in the squad since 2008. The Griffiths brothers with Joel and Adam Griffiths. And Ange has come out and said the focus is firmly on Saudi Arabia, despite the fact that there's a friendly against Brazil and the Confederations Cup after that. Some interesting selections. Tommy Rogic is back from an ankle injury that kept him out for 4 months.
That's good.
Yeah, that's fantastic for us because we have lacked that little bit of thrust, little bit of creativity from midfield, despite the fact we've had Moy and Luongo in there. Tommy Rogic just brings that X factor, that real X factor as a number 10. And that young boy, Ajdin Rustic, I'm going to take the pronunciation first. I'm going to take the first bullet for that
where
one.
With you,
oh,
mate.
We're happy.
No,
you've
where
taken
with you?
That. Yeah, yeah.
But look, he's a left-footed attacking player, age 20. He's on the books of Groningen in the Dutch Eredivisie. He's come off the bench 7 times this season. Scored a goal, and he's been on Ange's radar for quite a while. Ange actually coached him when he was 11 or 12 years of age at a camp that he did for Football Federation Victoria. Jeez. So another star of the future, along with Riley McGree, who's been recalled again from Adelaide.
What about Dave Gallop? Played a social game of soccer against the Argentine legend Diego Maradona in Bahrain last week.
Carved him up, apparently.
What about that? It's not bad. As CEO, you get to play against Maradona.
We're looking at the photo online, aren't we?
Yeah. Yeah,
on the Daily Telegraph. But look, that would have been an interesting matchup. Very interesting matchup.
He went between his legs, apparently.
Well, I wonder if Dave was able to use his height.
I played grade cricket when I first moved to Sydney. I played with Dave Gallop. His nickname was Morgs. And he was an outswing bowler. Lacked a yard, but he was a very good bowler. And I've got to say, in the field, he lacked a yard. So I'm not thinking he's out-sprinting Diego at this stage of his life either.
I wouldn't say he's out-sprinting. Maybe he got a chance to use his height advantage.
Yeah,
there's a full head extra there.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
You never know. Anyway.
Yeah. And maybe Maradona showed him a few of his ways off the field.
You'd like to think that.
Maybe that's why the Socceroos squad was announced with the Origin teams.
No. A-League releases, Sydney FC.
Yeah, Felipe Losco has gone, and he was basically squeezed out for financial reasons more than anything else, as I understand it. Graham Arnold wanted to use the money, and he wasn't going to get the marquee deal again because that went to Ninkovic, so he's going to come under the cap. Graham Arnold thinks he can use the money more wisely, and I was actually there the day that he came in to say goodbye. I was watching training. They were playing against the Oli Roos, actually, so I went to watch that training game. And what a gentleman, you know, came in, shook everyone's hand, Holosco. There was no bitterness, no ill feeling. He said he loved his time in Australia with Sydney FC. He gave Graham Arnold a warm embrace, and he left. And he actually asked for it not to be released until he left the country. Because he didn't want any fanfare, he just wanted to slip out quietly. There is some speculation he may end up at Brisbane Roar,
right.
But I would think Europe is probably the more likely, given his family's from there, and he spent a lot of time at Besiktas in Turkey, so that could be a likely destination. Maybe not that club, but that country.
All right. Any other movements? What about Gligorovic?
Yeah, there's some talk that Thomas Sorensen has been let go by... that was very good, TK.
Yeah,
beautiful
was very stuff. Good. Yeah,
I actually like him.
Yeah.
I like him as a goalkeeper.
Do you? Know him, do you?
And a guy.
Being a supporter of the game, you bag them all the time. I'm only joking, mate. You've come around beautifully.
He's wearing a red shirt.
No, I just like...
He's wearing a red Adelaide shirt this morning. But no, look...
I do like Gligorovic.
Thomas Sorensen has departed Melbourne City. It's been kept a little bit hush-hush. I don't think there's been too much said, but he won't play for them next season. So they're in search of an experienced goalkeeper. They've got Dean Bazanis there, of course, but Gligorovic, I think, would be a very good fit because he would help coach the young boy. And if there's one thing that let Bazanis down this year, was his hot head. And Golikovic is a very cool, calm customer, so I'm sure he'd have a good
effect
on
him. That's why TK likes him.
Now, you'll give us a full preview tomorrow, but Liverpool look like they're naming a pretty strong side to take on Sydney FC, and Liverpool fans, the better the side.
Yeah, of course.
It'll be a great atmosphere there, won't it, ANZ?
It's all but their full-strength side. A couple of internationals missing. Philippe Coutinho obviously won't play, but he will play for Brazil in Melbourne coming up soon in that friendly against Argentina and then against Australia, of course. But James Milner, Roberto Firmino, Adam Lallana, Daniel Sturridge, Steven Gerrard, of course. Mm. So there's some fantastic names. I can't wait to get out there. I can't wait to sing the anthem, the Liverpool anthem. Mm. And it should be a wonderful, wonderful night. Mm. Expecting 75,000 out
there.
You'll
be very ANZ. Hoarse on Thursday, won't you, from all the
Absolutely.
Singing.
But I'll be in here bright and early.
I know you will, mate. You come straight from wherever you are and straight in here.
Absolutely.
Good on you, Mossy.
See you tomorrow, guys.
See you tomorrow, buddy.